This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I want to extend a sincere thank you to the Pittsburgh Steelers, to CAA, TJ Watt's agency, and to Watt himself. I said today, going into the show, it was the slowest local sports day of the year, the day after the All-Star game. For 2 hours and 15 minutes, Don, I was proven right. Then by the way, big shout out to Michelle, who won Pirates tickets by correctly getting first caller, getting the Stuart Sink answer for Open Championship Trivia. She also helped in this. Soon as she answered correctly, news of this extension came down. So thank you. Always easier to do business in the radio world when something big breaks that you weren't expecting to happen for a while. Now there's no distraction. TJ Watt's going to be at camp. He's not holding out. He's not holding in. He's participating because when ink hits paper, he's $108 million richer. Did the Steelers make the right move? Yes or no? 412-928-9370. Couple other thoughts from me. First off, I'll say it again because I'm going to have to say it again because listening and reading comprehension doesn't seem to be a strong suit sometimes in the Twitter-based world we live in. I do not begrudge any player for getting the money that they get, for pursuing the money and getting it. So shout out to TJ Watt. You felt you were worth this? You got it. Good for you. Bully on you. But it is kind of a commentary on like the state of discourse around deals like this that a pretty straightforward radio opinion, I don't think X player is worth Y money. I don't think this will be a great deal for the team that signed the deal for the player, is somehow grounds for like wailing and gnashing of teeth. And worst, it's the implication that you're just saying this to get people gassed up. Wrong! We have like become completely inundated as a fan base in this town with people who sometimes seem to be anti-player. The Watt crowd was not a supportive one up until this very second the deal got signed. Then suddenly the Watt lovers came out of the woodwork. But it's become like this environment where the player is always right. Ryan Scarpino used to do PR for the Steelers, work in their comms department. He's got like the funniest tweet on the matter, in my opinion. LMFAO, pay TJ whatever he wants. No cap, he's elite, better than Miles. Cry harder, he's a Steeler for life. Like this just very dumbed down version of looking at a move. I don't know, maybe you could say all that stuff about TJ if he had helped the Steelers win an AFC championship or win an AFC divisional round game. Or win a playoff game. Notice I didn't even say Super Bowl because they haven't sniffed one since they drafted him. He's also coming off of his worst year. It's insane to me. It's very hard to comprehend how suggesting that you don't think a player is worth the contract he just got coming off of his worst full season as a pro since he was a rookie is not so much a controversial statement, but one that inspires such incredulous responses from people. I don't know. Seems pretty straightforward to me. Do I think the player is still a very good player? Yes. Do I think the player should have set the market, based on his own performance, should have set the market or reset the market for edge rushers? No. Bully for Watt, bad for the Steelers. It's pretty simple business evaluation here of the move. Do I think it was a good move? No. I would have traded the player, or I would have at least looked very hard at doing that. It doesn't sound like the Steelers ever really got close to that point. You got to look at it occasionally like an asset management situation. And they did not. They just said, we believe TJ Watt, no matter what, has more value being a Pittsburgh Steeler come hell or high water, and that's how they treated him. And then the response when you go out and say, I don't love this deal from the team's perspective, suddenly very quiet are the people who say, you know, I root for the team on the name on the front of the jersey, not the name on the back. Suddenly it's awesome. TJ, Steeler for life, one helmet guy. Cool. That matters a lot. Like, Derek Jeter was a one-glove guy, one-hat guy. He won a bunch of titles with the Yankees. I'll have a very different opinion on this contract if TJ Watt has 19 sacks next year. T-Bird's turning me down because I'm getting so fired up. If he's got 19 sacks next year, they win two playoff games, and he's got, like, five sacks in those games, and they turn into the 2015 Broncos defense, I'll eat my words. Spoiler alert. I don't think I'm going to have to. 412-928-9370. Your take, TJ Watt, record-setting extension for him. 3 years, $123 million, $108 million of it guaranteed. The Steelers' version is that it's a four-year, $144 million deal. Ignore that. It's their narrative. They don't want to be seen as the team that gave the highest contract out to an edge rusher. You can ignore that. That is not the actual deal. They can say it is. The deal is what matters, 3 and 123. 412-928-9370. Adkins starts us off on TJ Watt.
Hey, good afternoon, guys.
What's up?
Man, I'm grateful for you guys taking my call. I'm with you, man. I think the Steelers made a mistake. You know, I just believe they're pacifying Mr. Watt with the, you know, Miles got more money than me. I want that too. And so, therefore, now they're pacifying him. But it's a what have you done for me lately type of league. He's falling off. In the playoffs, you don't even sniff or hear his damn name. And I'm just getting tired of it. I wouldn't have gave him a dime. I would have made him play out this season and said, hey, look, we'll talk at the end. We got too many distractions already with Mr. Rodgers. Who knows when Mr. Ramsey is going to flip the hell out. Look, you're under contract. We'll see what you do at the end of this year. You haven't been showing up. And we'll talk at the end of the year. Other than that, play ball. If you want to play, if you want to do a little Le'Veon Bell, you know, I'll hold out the end of the year. Well, you know, good luck with that, Mr. Sack Leader, Mr. Hall of Famer, if you're going to do all that. And that's it. That's all I got to say. You guys enjoy the rest of your show. And like I said, Steelers, you fumbled this one.
Thank you, Adkins. I do think the part of that I want to just reiterate is usually these contracts get handed out based on what you think the player is going to do, not what they have done. And this more reflects a what he has done. Like, I don't care. The numbers are the numbers. You can argue with me all you want. Now I've got people saying, well, he was hurt. Well, I don't remember him showing up on the injury report as a very questionable player. I don't remember him looking hurt. Like, suddenly we're inventing that TJ Watt, what, had two bad legs? Guess what? The NFL is pretty serious about their injury report because a guy like TJ Watt being compromised in any way, especially for a team like the Steelers that didn't have an elite quarterback, that's something that people who bet a lot of money on these games would probably want to know. But now you're going to get that excuse made. Oh, actually, his leg, shoulder, arm, whatever. They'll invent body parts for him to have injured. Fact of the matter is, if he was coming off a 23-sack season, even though his age would still give me pause, if he was coming off an insane year, I would have, like, very little to no problem with this. It would be an age concern. I'd say, wow, the guy's aging incredibly gracefully. He's coming off a year where he had 11.5 sacks. His sack total went down 7.5 from the previous year, and he got a big reward for it. That's the bottom line. I'm getting the 1-11 without him, 79-40 with him. I think Kenny Pickett and Mitch Trubisky, two bad NFL quarterbacks, call them what they are, two bad NFL quarterbacks were the starters for, what, six of those 11 losses? That might have something to do with it, not just the fact that TJ wasn't there playing. 412-928-9370. Rob is next up on the Fan.
Hey, Mosey, how you doing?
I'm good, despite what it
sounds
like.
You're 100% right on this one, buddy. They blew it. I used to think the Pirates were the worst team in town, but Steelers are going to give them the run for the money. I can't even begin to comprehend how stupid they're being. You know, one of the things that you haven't talked about is, you know, we watched for years and years and years that the wide receivers, one start acting up, then the next year or two, the next one start acting up. We're going to see the same thing with the edge rushers. And, you know, Herbig should have been playing in there. Now they're doing a Broderick Jones on him. They're going to let him sit, and then they won't know whether to re-sign him. This was just stupid beyond belief.
They had two options. Thanks, Rob. They had two options with T.J. Watt that I think they could have and should have explored. Played hardball and said, hey, man, you're going to hold out. We'll see about that. We're not going to extend you a new contract. Two, because they could have easily just said, hey, you're coming off of a very mediocre, by your admittedly lofty standard, season. Or they could have explored trading him. If they thought, like, hey, the guy's really good still, there's going to be a big market for him, there are teams closer than we are to contending, and he might fetch a relative king's ransom for his services in a trade, they could have done that. They didn't either. They said, even though you're coming off your worst season in almost a decade since you broke into the league, even though you have not been part of a team that has won a single playoff game, here's market-setting money. Sorry, if it makes me a hater to admit that or to say that out loud, so be it. I'll wear the title proudly. I think it just makes me a realist who's capable of looking at things with his eyes and letting his brain process the information. Rich is on 93.7 The Fan.
Hey, Chris, what's happening, man? Listen, let me walk you off the ledge real quick here. It's okay. I live in Maryland. Unfortunately, I have a brother-in-law that's a Philly fan. Let's be honest. Who cares that they gave him the money? They're not paying a quarterback. They have the money. I'm in education. I just got finished with a week worth of stupid meetings talking about budgeting. It's not our money. I first of all, when you say all the T.J. Watt fans finally
so should
came
we,
out.
Hold on. So wait, let me ask you a question. It's not our money. Yes, they've got the money. So whenever a player signs a contract, should we just say, okay, they signed the contract, nothing to see here? Like, no opinions need to be had because they have
the money.
And it's not my money?
No, but can you hear me out before you cut me off real quick?
I'm not going to cut you off. I'm just saying that was my initial rebuttal.
And I hear you. But when I hear you talking, I love you, by the way. You get me home from work every day, so I don't have to listen to these rat bird talk. Who cares? What else were they going to do? And when you say the T.J. Watt people came out of the woodwork, no, maybe they just were always there. It's kind of like the election. Like, where did these people come from? Well, they always knew we were going to sign them. And the guy had a bad
season.
Well,
we heard a pretty vocal contingent of people say they didn't want them to give him record-setting money. And then it's been like a I know that there are a lot of different people who call into this station and this show, but it was a pretty quick about-face. Like, Andrew and I heard
pretty consistently. You only hear the people that complain. You only hear the people that complain.
No, it's people can absolutely call in if they want when we're saying we wouldn't give them the money and we don't like what's happening here and say you guys are wrong. I just didn't hear a lot of it. And then now that it's happened, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm completely on board. It just seems like a weird flip here. Maybe you're right. Maybe we're only hearing from very small segments of our audience.
And I know you got to go because you got a million calls. All I'm saying is where I live and what I see Philly and who they pay, and they have $50 million quarterback per year payrolls. And they still can pay a starting center, all-pro center, left tackle, corner, et cetera, et cetera. Look, the Steelers are trying to compete, and it's frustrating that the fan base is frustrated that they're trying to win. Like, there's a lot of bad teams. I live close to Washington, D.C. Until last year, they had 30 years of losing. So sometimes feel like we're spoiled.
Rich, thanks for the call. I'm glad you brought up Washington. You know what they have? Jaden Daniels, who is one of the most exciting rookie quarterbacks last year I've seen in a very long time, and I think is going to be one of the best quarterbacks in the league for a long time. If you were to do something that would have been a swallow hard, make this move, hey, it's cold, but it's business, sorry, no hard feelings, we hope, traded T.J. Watt to a team that really wanted him, maybe grabbed a couple of picks early in next year's draft, maybe a very early second or a late first, and maybe like a third or a fourth, because that's what people were speculating he might fetch in return, then you've got even more ammunition to to go up and draft whoever you think is going to be the next Jaden Daniels. Because Jaden Daniels is already a much more valuable NFL player than TJ Watt is. Simple. Point in fact. Jaden Daniels has how many playoff wins in his career? Two? That would put him up 2-0 in that department. Good for TJ Watt. He got his money. If the contract was for, I don't know, $33 million a year, he's worth it. That's like more market setting. Or that's like more market relevant. $34 million. $7, $8 million ain't chump change. You can get good football players for that kind of money. The team caved here. I'm not going to be moved off that spot, I assure you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is 5:15. Now is the time to make that call to the Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Live from the Rivers Casino Sportsbook. Well, the slowest day typically in local sports in the United States didn't stay that way for long. About 2.5 hours, not even, on this show at least. TJ Watt, 3 years, $123 million extension from the Steelers. The second ink hits paper, it's $108 million fully guaranteed. Watt is now the highest-paid non-quarterback in NFL history. For more on this, before we get back to you guys in about 15 minutes, we've got Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers beat writer for the Post-Gazette, and Ray is on the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Well, Ray, just your initial reaction to this deal getting done. Of course, the Steelers putting out their version, which is that he signed a new four-year contract worth $144 million, but we've seen this accounting disparity happen, I don't know, every time they've signed a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the agents, the national guys always use the agent's number. So if you use the agent's number, yeah, you're going to get a higher annual average than Myles Garrett. But if you look at it as a new four-year deal, which really is what it is, the Steelers rip up the old contract and have their players sign a new contract. You know, it's $36 million per year. But that's not the important part, Chris. I think I told you guys this almost weekly since we've been talking about it, you know, the last couple of months. The big thing was going to be the guarantee, and the Steelers guaranteed 3 of the 4 years of that deal, which is something they've never done before. Now, it's not going to the lengths of what the Browns did with Deshaun Watson, but it's gone beyond what they've ever done in their previous contracts. So, you know, I think this is a win for TJ in his camp. They could spin it the way they want. I think it's a win for the Steelers. They get their best player under contract, no drama at all, heading into Latrobe next week.
Ray, counterpoint on the part about it being a win for the Steelers, because it's unequivocally a huge win for Watt, and I'd tip my cap to him and to his agents because they got this thing done and they absolutely won the deal, in my opinion. Is it definitely a good thing for the Steelers if they just did a guarantee the likes of which they've never done before for a non-quarterback, for a player who's going to be 31 early this coming season, who is inarguably coming off his worst season and worst end to a season since his rookie year?
Well, you're betting on the player that you've known intimately since 2017. And they feel like they know exactly who T.J. Watt is. T.J. Watt is a guy who's going to prepare himself to play mentally and physically. And they feel like, hey, the 1 year with the PEC, that's a one-off. They feel like he's going to be healthy, you know, for the remainder of that contract. Now, listen, they can think that, but there's also the reality that we really never know when any player is going to break down, right? So I hate to use this as an example, but if you just look at his family, this is about the time when J.J. started to break down. And, of course, I think J.J. retired at either 32 or 33. So basically what the Steelers are betting on, Chris, they're going to bet on him during his age 31 year, age 32 year, age 33 year, and then age 44 last year of the deal. It'll be, let's see. If he was playing up to the contract, they'll keep him. If not, they'll have the option to move on.
How much do you think they're going to do to try to help him fulfill the contract, i.e. move him around? They've all talked about that. Do you think they'll actually put that into practice, Ray?
Yeah, and I think it's important for this reason that this deal did get done before training camp, because, you know, TJ is not going to be out there a ton in live competition. They're going to want to limit him. But they do want him out there with those guys so they can move him around the defense from right to left, left to right, maybe line him up in the middle as a guy who's going to blitz or not blitz. Maybe he's going to drop. So, yeah, there are those things that they have to get worked out this summer because they weren't able to work them out in the spring. That doesn't mean Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin don't already have the plans drawn up. I'm sure they do, but that's going to be a big key to his 2025 season. Last year, he was a bit of a sitting duck. When you factor in the, you know, him being nicked up at the end of the year, him being able to be chipped and double teamed because teams knew where he was going to line up, the Steelers have to do something, and they're going to have a plan in 2025, and we'll see what it's all about here in another week or two up at training camp.
Steelers beat writer Ray Fittipaldo joining us on the PM team. Ray, one of my concerns with Watt, I think he's a great player. I wouldn't have done the deal. I've made that very clear. I wouldn't have given him $41 million. I don't like that they seem, in part in this situation, it's a little bit of we want to make sure that we beat out the Cleveland Browns in terms of average annual value. Like, I don't think you want to be getting into measuring contests with one of the most inept franchises historically in the NFL. One question I have about Watt and how he's going to age over these next 3 seasons that you mentioned is this. He is more, to me, a speed rusher. There's two types, I think, off the edge, speed or power. If you get a guy who's got truly both, then that's a different animal altogether. I just feel like a speed rusher, it's a little harder to age gracefully because once that goes, you don't have the brute strength. It's like in boxing. If you're a puncher, you've got that power in your fists until you pretty much retire. Yeah. And I don't see that being the type of player Watt is, so I do have more concerns about how he will age, especially in just like years 2 or 3 of this deal.
Yeah, and it's not just about being a speed rusher. It's about the first step. And, you know, you could argue that that's an art among edge rushers in the NFL. You know, the Steelers do a drill every day in practice during training camp. If you're up at training camp, you're going to see this drill. There's going to be a football on the stick. Carl Dunbar, the defensive line coach, is going to move the ball, and they do a 5-yard sprint to see who wins that rep. And there's four guys lining up. T.J. Watt, every year I've ever watched that drill, I don't care if he was 22 or 30, T.J. Watt wins every single rep. So you are right, Chris. You know, the speed of the game is eventually going to slow down for him, but there is an art form to getting off the football. That's what I'm talking about with the film study and the mental preparation and being in there early in the morning and watching film and learning tendencies. T.J. Watt is never going to be deficient in that department. So you're right, you know, that eventually that might go, but he's always going to have an answer with, his preparation. So that's something to think about as well.
Ray, how much do you think it was inarguable now that they are going into camp a happy, united team? Nobody is holding out. Yep. Nobody's holding in. Everybody is singing Kumbaya at the very same time. Everyone's got what they've wanted here. To what degree do you think that was a priority on the Steelers' end to make sure this got done when it did?
Yeah, I just think overall, Chris, that Omar has tried to do this when the opportunity arises. Now, it didn't necessarily happen last year with Cam Hayward, but if you go back to his very first order of business, he got the Minkah Fitzpatrick deal done within the first month of his reign as GM. That was done in June, right after minicamp ended. So he has shown that if he can get this stuff done before training camp, he's going to do it. Now, it doesn't always work out that way. There's going to be contracts that have to be dealt with in camp. I just think overall, Omar wanted this to be a camp where everybody was on the same page and, you know, not a lot of drama. So they have that this year, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to happen next year or the year after. But just in terms of this year, Chris, with Aaron Rodgers being new, right, Jalen Ramsey, Jonnu Smith, jumping on that proverbial moving train, I think it was important for the Steelers to have everyone in place and everyone happy. We all know 2025 is the one last shot for this core, so let's see if they can get off to a good start and, as you said, have that kumbaya moment.
Ray, before I let you go, I'll pose sort of, I guess, this question or this basic thought to you, and now I'm vamping for a second because literally as you were answering that question of mine, my last question disappeared from my brain, so this is Theater of the Mind, Radio 101. It was T.J. related, and now I'm completely blanking. So we might just get a very anticlimactic finish to this interview where something evacuated my brain as soon as it started to come into my brain, and we just move on from there. I think I'm unfortunately punting unless you've got something you could say to me and try to buy me 10 seconds here, Ray.
I'll leave you with this, Chris. You're not sure that it's a win for the Steelers. I think it is. I think getting TJ for 3 more years, guaranteed, if he plays to the level he has on average, let's say it's 12 to 14 sacks a year, you're going to have Highsmith. You're going to have new guys like Peyton Wilson helping him out. I think it's a good deal for the Steelers. I think, honestly, this is one of those times where it's a win for the player and it's a win for the team.
It's probably better than whatever I would have come up with to ask you, Ray, so that's a perfect spot to jump off. Thank you.
All right, Chris. Talk to you later.
Steelers beat writer Ray Fittipaldi from the PG. Yeah, that was a terrifying one, Donnie. Up on the high wire, I had the question already, and then it was gone like a fart in the wind, man. I don't know what happened.
I hate when that happens.
And the worst part was I was like, all right, don't forget this. This is where you want to leave off the interview with Ray so he can answer this and then move right along. And literally as he was getting to the last 5 seconds of his answer, I was listening to the answer and the question just completely vacated me. Just gone. Gone and never to apparently return. And I'm sitting here trying to come up with it, to think of it, to ask, to bring it up to you, and it's not even happening here. Rest assured, no matter what, we're going to hear from you coming up next, 412-928-9370, what you think of the T.J. Watt extension. And I'm also going to regale you with whatever it is that was in my brain if in the next 4 or 5 minutes I can actually come up with it again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
TJ Watt signing a three-year, $123 million extension that includes $108 million. Miles getting a $40 million deal. TJ getting $41 million per year average. Good for you, TJ. Who's a big man, TJ? Aren't you a big, strong boy? Oh, don't you feel like a bigger man today? Oh, gosh, TJ, you got one more $1 million a year than Miles Garrett. Oh, gosh, this... Maybe you'll stop throwing temper tantrums when you don't win every Defensive Player of the Year award, right? Maybe you won't cry as much when people point out that Miles Garrett, who's been to the playoffs twice in his career, have more playoffs wins than you, right? Maybe, TJ, you won't cry so hard every time somebody says nice about anything nice about some other defensive player that also happens to be a pass rusher in the NFL. I hope this... TJ, I hope this completes you as a person so that the rest of us don't have to hear you cry and whine.
That's who you're rolling around in the mud with now. Nick Wilson on 92.3 The Fan in Cleveland. I guess all the hosts on the drive time on that station have to have voices that sound vaguely similar, huh, Don? Is he trying to affect a little Ken Carmen there?
I mean, so Nick is on the same time as us, so I'll be honest, I've never actually listened to their show.
It sounds in
it
that
sounds
clip
a
like
lot
he's
like our buddy
Ken.
Ken.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Is that store brand Ken? Is that Value Time Ken right there? That's who you're rolling around in the mud with now. That's usually what they have to celebrate in Cleveland, is making fun of another team's contract because they've got an individual rivalry with their edge rusher and the edge rusher here. And that's like the bummer about the Watt thing, is that there's obviously passionate feelings in this town, but I feel like way too much the Watt-Garrett individual rivalry has become like the substitute for the Steelers actually measuring themselves against the best teams in the league and having real rivalries with them. Would you agree with that at the very least, Don?
Say that again. Sorry, Mulvey.
Like that the Watt Garrett individual rivalry, as far as like what fans have like decided to like spend, I guess, a decent amount of their energy on, has replaced the Steelers having a rivalry with the Patriots or the Colts or the Ravens. It's taken up much more headspace than I would like in this fan base's psyche, because they're so far from contending with the big dogs that that's what they have left to, like, amuse themselves with.
Yeah, it's definitely like a one-on-one battle, and you see the fans really come out on both sides on social media even more so.
It just seems so pointless. Jeff in South Park and I, we disagreed earlier about hockey, but I know he's on my side here, that it's just kind of a silly thing. All these people also, here's one other thing, before we get back to the phones, I do want to hear from you guys on this. All these people, we're obviously nixing Total Request Thursday, Donnie, but I will point out for the record that we would have been talking about, let's see here, Pirates deadline plans, head nose to head. So you know what? Nothing gained, nothing lost here. No, but I will say that people are using with me this, hey, he was injured last year, even if it didn't show up in the injury report, he was injured. That's why like his numbers are so bad. That's not the pro TJ Watt and pro this is a good Steelers move argument that you think it is. Because if he was getting dinged up again as he hits 30 years old last year, do people think he's magically going to find the fountain of health? I know it's happened with Cam Hayward. There's like two guys in the entire league who have aged like Cam Hayward at his position. There aren't that many guys like Julius Peppers coming off the edge who maintain greatness into their late 30s. I'm not saying next year is going to be bad for Watt. I would expect him to have like 5-6 more sacks than he did this year. But what about the year after that? I won't feel good guaranteeing big performance there. And on some level, it only looks like a good contract where you like made the smart decision, I think, if you win a playoff game at least. I don't know. By the way, I did remember what I was going to ask Ray Fittipaldo. His just stern, straight-up take that he thought it was a good move for both sides was a better soundbite anyway. I was going to ask him, though, if them guaranteeing him what amounted to 3 of the years of this deal, 108 of the $123 million. I know it's really a 3-year extension, and we're all getting into hilarious team or agent semantics here talking about it. I was going to ask him if he thought that represented a continuing sort of change in how the Steelers do business for a 30-year-old player being willing to go even further outside their comfort zone, because that's been one of the small, quiet stories lately these last few weeks. I do think you are starting to feel a little more of Omar Khan's influence and how certain things are done there, specifically with the money, really, and with the feasibility of certain moves. Ray Fittipaldo, by the way, was brought to you by LG Cagey, the born and raised Western Pennsylvania injury attorneys who take you, your personal injury cases, personally. Let's get that R in there. There we go. I won't screw that up again. Back to the phones we go, Don. We've got William to start us off again here. What's up?
How you doing? This is William. I'm a long-time listener. I'm a big fan of y'all. It's my first time on. And I'm going to tell you, man, I got big hopes for us, man. I believe in it. As long as the O-line plays solid, the defense stay healthy, I believe in this, man. I believe in this. Center TJ was a good, you know, it was a good for us, man. He's the best defensive player. You're right, he haven't won a playoff game, but he performed. He performed for us. Every game he performed for us.
All right, do you want to know what I don't like? I mean, this isn't – thanks, William. This isn't how these contracts get doled out. Like, Matt Stafford was the highest-paid quarterback in the league when he wasn't the best quarterback, so it has no actual bearing other than in, like, a rhetorical sense whether or not the best guy is the highest-paid guy. Dak Prescott's not the best quarterback in the league. I don't think T.J. Watt is a better player than Myles Garrett. Got to speak the truth here as I see it. I think they're, like, neck and neck. I think Garrett is slightly better. He's younger. He's gone silent for stretches for the Browns, but I think he is every bit as good and a little bit better than TJ Watt. Now, they're being paid like the opposite is true, that they're very close, but Watt is slightly better. He's got more sacks than Garrett over the last 10 years. Okay. I just think that the very slightly better player is now the second highest paid at the position. And a guy that I would put up there as the other part of that holy trinity, Micah Parsons, is going to be higher paid and better compensated than both of them momentarily anyway. So not really a big deal on that front. But just point in fact, I do think the better player is the guy in Cleveland by a whisker. Deshaun is on the fan.
Hey, this is my first time calling. And I just wanted to say, it doesn't make sense to get rid of T.J. Watt because I don't know what else we're going to do. We got enough money, so why not pay him? I don't know if we're going to give the money to a mid receiver.
All right, here, I'll give you my answer, Deshaun, to that, because a lot of people, friends of mine, have been texting me that same point. Thanks for the phone call. So same point. Hey, you've got the money. What the hell else are you going to do with it? I'll be very clear. We're running on two parallel train tracks with this part of it that we'll never meet. I wanted the Steelers to look into trading him 2 years ago when the return would have been massive. But they have butchered their quarterback situation and lied to themselves for a while about their place in the NFL, and that brought them to this point where it was either trade him for a much worse return than they would have gotten if they had tried it a couple of years ago, or do what they did here, which was kowtow to the player and give the player what he wanted. And that's what they chose to do. I think, like, if you love this deal, you love it, I guess, for one of two reasons or maybe both. You just like the idea of T.J. Watt getting paid because you like T.J. Watt, which is fine. I don't begrudge the player one iota here. This is my opinion has to do with the player only in the indirect sense that, like, do I think player A is worth money B? My opinion here is totally geared towards the Steelers and whether they made the right decision here from a business standpoint. You either like the decision to give him this money because you want personally to see T.J. Watt get paid, or you think that getting him this money will have a tangible positive effect on this year's team and next year's team. Like, him getting this is going to affect things in a good way. If I squinted as hard as I could to come up with a way that would actually be true, that second part, I guess what I'd have to go with is this, and Ray Fittipaldi alluded to it a little bit. They got it done before camp. He's going to be in camp. He's going to participate fully in camp. And therefore, he will have time to learn some of the other parts of the field that they would like him to line up on, like learn some of the big plans they presumably have to make his life easier next year, to get him back to the stats and the impact and the performance that we know of from T.J. Watt. Okay. But, I mean, I don't really think the deal makes them better next year. It's just guy that most everyone likes and agrees is very great and is going to be in Canton someday gets paid more than division rival player who is equally great and will also be in Canton. I think the main reason people are probably happy about this is because he's now making more money than Myles Garrett, and that's not a good reason to celebrate. Oh boy, we won a payoff contest with the Cleveland Browns. Whoop-de-doo. Michael's on the fan.
All right, thank you guys for having me, first of all. Second of all, I just wanted to say, I mean, this is huge, you know, for T.J. Watt. And I know a lot of people are going to, you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion and everything. But, you know, the way I look at it is, you know, I expect, usually as probably most Steeler fans do, we expect too much out of, you know, most of our best players. And it's like, yeah, he's getting up there in age. And, you know, there's all these free agents that we've already received and we got. The question is, will this puzzle piece fit to end up bringing back a seventh Super Bowl in Pittsburgh? That's the biggest thing. And I just think,
how would you
honestly
answer your own question?
Honestly, it's a hard question to answer because, again, you have Aaron Rodgers.
It's a pretty easy question to answer. They are nowhere near a Super Bowl contender as currently constructed. I mean, that's the I'll bail you out, Michael. Thanks for the call. They're nowhere near a serious playoff contender here. I think more people would be surprised if they made the playoffs than if they didn't. So, again, how does this differentiate you from the team you laugh at 135 miles northeast of here? Or west of here? Got my directions mixed up. Ah, yes, there's a team in Tioga, Pennsylvania. It doesn't. You're them. You're going to be probably an also-ran, at least on paper. You might win 9 games. You might, if everything breaks your way, win 10. The Browns have a horrible quarterback situation. They should be a lot worse than the Steelers. And each team has a very highly paid, very productive, all-time great edge rusher. Two guys who are going to be in Canton one way or another, whether they want to be or not, together. They're both going to be there. Whenever each one retires is 5 years from after that is when they're going to go in. But right now, that isn't worth a whole lot to the Steelers because they just inked the guy who fits that bill who still hasn't been part of a playoff win, frankly still hasn't been for a very long time since he's been their true alpha dog, hasn't been part of a playoff game that was all that close. I mean, you can squint and say the Bills game was close for a very brief moment in time. You could say the Ravens game, the same thing applied. Chiefs game was a joke. Browns game was a joke. Defense got strafed. Offense didn't help him. I don't know. I guess I'm just an old hater because I just am not able to gin up the same level of enthusiasm about this like it's some great move that's going to positively alter the trajectory of the franchise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.